27 kilometers of tunnel underground, designed with mind to send photons around. A circle that crosses through space in advance. 60 nations contribute to scientific advance. Billions of protons swing round through the ring they ride, till in the hearts of little nudges, their minds collide, and all that energy packed in such a tiny bit of room becomes mass particles created from the vacuum. LHCBs is where the atom matter spawn. Alice looks at collisions of lead ion. CMS and Atlas are two of a kind. They're looking for whatever new particles they can find. The LHC accelerates the protons in the lead, and the things that it discovers will rock you in the head. We see asteroids and planets, stars galore. We know a black hole resides in each galaxy's core. But even all that matter cannot explain what holds all these stars together. Something else remains. The star matter interacts only through gravity. And until you catch a particle, there's no way to see. Take it back to conservation of energy, and the particles appear clear as can be. You see particles flying in jet stays spray, but you notice there ain't nothing going the other way. You said my law has just been violated. That don't make sense. There's gotta be another particle to make this balance, and it might be dark matter. And for the first time, we catch a glimpse of what is for most of the known verse because. LHCBs is where the antimatter's gone. Alice looks at collisions of lead ions. CMS and Atlas are two of a kind. They're looking for whatever new particles they can find. Antimatter is sort of like matter equal twin, because except for charge and hiddenness of spin, they're the same for a particle and the anti-star. But you can store an antiparticle on any shelf, because when it meets its normal twin, they both annihilate. Matter turns to energy and then it dissipates. But matter is created from energy, which is exactly what they'll do in the LHC. You get matter and antimatter in equal parts, and they try to take this faster when the universe starts, the Big Bang. Back when all the matter exploded, but the amount of antimatter was somehow eroded, because when we look around, we see that matter abounds, but the antimatter is nowhere to be found. That's why. LHCBs is where the antimatter is born. Alice looks at collisions of lead ions. CMS and Atlas are two of a kind. They're looking for whatever new particles they can find. The LHC accelerates the protons in the lead, and the things that it discovers will rock you in the head. The Higgs boson, that's the one that everybody talks about, and it's the one sure thing that this machine will sort out. If the Higgs exists, they ought to see it right away. And if it doesn't, the scientists will finally say, there is no Higgs, we need no physics to account for why things have mass. Something in our standard model went awry, but the Higgs. I still haven't said just what it does. They suppose the particles have mass because there is this Higgs field that extends to all space, and some particles slow down while other particles race straight through like a photon. It has no mass or something heavy like a top one, it's dragons. And a Higgs is a boson that carries a force. It makes particles take orders from the field that is its source. Like the LHCBs is where the antimatter's gone. Alice looks at the collisions of lead ions. CMS and Atlas are two of a kind. They're looking for whatever new particles they can find. Now some of you may think that gravity is strong, 'cause when you fall off your bicycle, it don't take long until you hit the earth and you say, dang, that hurt. But if you think the force is powerful, you're wrong. You see, gravity is weaker than weak, and the reason why is something many scientists see. They think about dimensions. We live in just three, but maybe there are others that are too small to see. It's into these dimensions that gravity extends, which makes it seem weaker here on our end. And these dimensions are rolled up, curled so tight that they don't affect you in your day-to-day life. But if you were as tiny as a graviton, you could enter these dimensions and go wandering on, and they'd find you. Alice looks at collisions of lead ions. CMS and Atlas are two of a kind. They're looking for whatever new particles they can find. The LHC accelerates the protons in the lead, and the things that it discovers will rock you in the head.